At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Welcome to the Lunar Lounge.
The Hitmakers.
Welcome to the Lunar Lounge. Welcome to the Lunar Lounge.
The Hitmakers.
Welcome to the Lunar Lounge. Welcome to the Lunar Lounge.
The Hitmakers.
Welcome to the Lunar Lounge. Welcome to the Lunar Lounge.
The Hitmakers.
Welcome to the Lunar Lounge. Welcome to the Lunar Lounge.
The Hitmakers.
Welcome to the Lunar Lounge. Welcome to the Lunar Lounge.
The Hitmakers.
Welcome to the Lunar Lounge. Welcome to the Lunar Lounge.
The Hitmakers.
Welcome to the Lunar Lounge. Welcome to the Lunar Lounge.
The Hitmakers.
Welcome to the Lunar Lounge. Welcome to the Lunar Lounge.
The Hitmakers.
Welcome to the Lunar Lounge. Welcome to the Lunar Lounge.
The Hitmakers.
Welcome to the Lunar Lounge. Welcome to the Lunar Lounge.
The Hitmakers.
Welcome to the Lunar Lounge. Welcome to the Lunar Lounge.
The Hitmakers.
Welcome to the Lunar Lounge. Welcome to the Lunar Lounge.
The Hitmakers.
Welcome to the Lunar Lounge. Welcome to the Lunar Lounge.
The Hitmakers.
Welcome to the Lunar Lounge. Welcome to the Lunar Lounge.
The Hitmakers.
Welcome to the Lunar Lounge.
Good day, wherever you are on the planet. You're tuned in, you're listening to the one and only Lunar Lounge podcast with myself, Israel Ajozi, show brought to you by the one and only Magic Mind. Go get your Magic Mind. Feeling mentally fatigued, physically fatigued, need that mental clarity, you need to get hold of some au natural with the one and only Magic Mind. And they've also got the gummy bears. I'm also going to be giving you the link for the gummy bears. For those of you who are interested, do remember that the details to get your discount is always in the info section below. This podcast is available on Amazon, Spotify, Google. I'm on all the podcast platforms. Now, I'm also streaming live on LinkedIn, YouTube, and Instagram. By the way, how do you like my background? I am not too keen with it. It doesn't cut it out quite. I'm going to take it off. It was just a little experiment. I was just playing around with the camera, wanting to know, how it was going to, how it was going to look. But, it's a bit blotchy. I don't know. Maybe to do with the lighting, perhaps. You know, you can't really see. Yeah, I think I might take it off. What do you think? What is the weather like where you are? Shout out to everybody who listens to the recording, who download the recording. Again, Brazil still number one in the people who download this show, the Lunar Lounge podcast. Well, followed by Pakistan, Belgium. Belgium, then Pakistan, but not much between them. You can see I've got my badass mug. If you want to know what's inside, it's not a hot drink. It's a nice drink of sorrel. Hibiscus, for those of you who don't know what sorrel is. Right. And I'm also getting a phone call. I don't know who the hell is phoning me. They're going to have to call me back because I'm busy. Shout out to everybody who's tuning in, listening. I can see Sister Pam up in the comments section already, sending her greetings. But I'm seeing quite a number of people here. A few people also listening on the Instagram. Shout out to Pretty. Shout out to Geraldine. How are you doing? Hope you are well. Let me have a look here. In terms of what's going on? I don't want to be getting the feedback here, but yeah, it looks okay on the screen actually, but I don't know. I might take this background off. What do you think? Let's leave it. I'll leave it for the voters. You tell me. You want me to keep this background? And of course, you cannot see my armillary sphere. You know that keeps me company. That should be there in the background. You should be seeing my armillary sphere. You know, I don't know. Let's see how it goes. Technology will be improving and will be getting better and better. Shout outs for those who are watching this also on LinkedIn. I've been trying to get hold of Facebook because my account's been suspended for whatever reason. I don't know. But they need to give it back ASAP. Coolio. Other than that, what is the weather like where you are? I'm looking outside my window now and it's gray. As it should be in this part of the world. Give me a heads up. Let me know what's going on in your part of town. I'll be bringing up the chart for the for the moment, and let's look at what's going to be happening over the course of the next few weeks, over the course of the next of December. Festive season coming up, Saturnalia, Christmas, Yule, winter solstice, got the new year also ahead as well. It's looking rather interesting. I think I'm going to be doing a lecture, maybe a free one actually, about the year ahead. So definitely watch out for that. So going to be, talking about that. What else? I'm just trying to think. Yeah, we've got tarot card of the week. Well, that will be coming up later on in the show. Competition time. Also, that's coming up later on in the show. Tarot card of the week, of course. That will be later. Competition time. We do have a winner. Got quite a few answers in. Or do you know what? Everybody who sent in an answer this week was correct. Every single one. But there can only be one. We got to go with who came in first. Who came in on that midnight? Yeah. So, yeah, let's, I'll be announcing that later on. And I'll be posing another question for the week. Win 30 Skrilla. I may up it for the Christmas, you know. It might be a £50, but it's going to be a difficult question. Listen, people, you got to get on this. So, yeah, it is what it is. Somebody's saying we're having trouble with loading. Okay, really? Why is that? That I don't know what's going on there. Can you guys see me okay? Because it's saying something about having trouble loading the video. But no, it should be okay. Coolio. So what's going on in the news? Not that I've been listening to much of the news, but it's quite interesting. What's going on? Tensions are building, aren't they? I think that's coming down to the Mars Pluto. Mars is really slow at the moment. He's about to get ready to go retrograde, as we'll see in a moment. I think that's where that tension is really building up. The whole thing with Hezbollah, Hamas, Israel, they're looking to wipe each other out, aren't they? Let's face it, the way that they're going. Don't look too great. However, welcome to the wonderful world of humans, so it is. Is that Nicolera? Nicolera? I don't know if I'm pronouncing your... Looks like Nicole. Shout out to Nicole. He also joined also on the Instagram. So what's happening? War's happening. I mean, it's all kicking off. I don't know. We've got to wait, haven't we? Till Mr. Orange Man gets into the White Office. Well, I said White Office, White House. The Oval Office, the White House. And let's see what he can do. Can you negotiate, Mr. Donald Trump? can you sort out a deal? Or are you just going to go in there and flatten them? Who knows? It's going to be quite interesting. But let's watch this space. I've been having technical... Just as I was about to log on, it's why it took me a couple of minutes to actually come right on. I logged on. My screen was green. Yes, I repeat. My screen was green. Why it was green? No idea. But yeah, my screen was green. But it is what it is. I want to mess around with some of these backdrops. Maybe you guys need to tell me it's saying that I need a back screen. So maybe that's one of the reasons why it's not showing so well. Okay, fair enough. I can arrange something there. Let me see if I've got another backdrop here, which could be, something more along the lines of the name. You know, it is the Lunar Lounge, isn't it? So maybe we want something a bit more, something a bit more lunar orientated. Let's try this one. Hold on a moment. So I'm just going to change my background, and you guys let me know what you think of it. Okay, save. So my background's about to change. Let me know what you think of this one. Yeah, okay. How about now? How does that look? The Lunar Lounge, right? I think that's fitting for the name. Yeah, we've got a big, nice moon here in the background. But yeah, still, it's a bit patchy, isn't it? I don't know. Let's see how it goes. I'll run half of the show with that. If anything, I'll just take it off and just go back to my normal. You know, I'm trying to be all fancy here, of course. You know, of course, we haven't got the, high BBC budgets, have we? I would have, if that was the case, I'd have some nice, cosmic movements in the background. The whole nine yards. But hey, it is what it is. So yeah, but I'm going to sort this out over the course of the next week. I want a nice background for me, man. Why not? Why not have a nice cosmic background? I think that is very, very fitting. What else I want to say? There was something I was going to mention. I can't quite remember it right now. Something to do with what's happening out there in the world. But it will come to me. Anyhow, people, keep your questions coming. Pluto moved into Aquarius. I think Pluto's already working. I think we're already seeing Pluto at work. I think that's going to be quite interesting. We may talk about that in a moment. We're going to have Venus conjunct Pluto in 3 days' time. So people, embrace yourself. So I'll talk about that. Well, I talked about that last week, didn't I? But we'll talk about that again when I bring up the chart. What else is going to be happening? We had a new moon the other day. How is that all treating you? Don't know. It's looking rather interesting. The planetary alignments are looking rather interesting. And the Mercury retrograde, I mean, I know I say, well, do I say it every time? I don't know. I do say it often that every time there's a Mercury retrograde, I say, oh, this is the worst one. I think because obviously it's the latest one. So it's the more memorable one that sticks in your mind. Although I can think of some of the past Mercury retrogrades and experiences what happened. I don't know why maybe it's this sorrel that's making me burp a little bit. Shouldn't be the case. So that ginger. Yeah, this sorrel's got a kick. If you want to know what sorrel is, it's hibiscus plants, for those of you who don't know what sorrel is. Mercury retrograde. It's been, you know, now it's coming back. It's squaring Saturn also as well. Well, we'll talk about that in a moment, won't we? Ain't gonna thing with that one. Yvette's even saying afternoon won't be for long. That Saturn square Sun got me in the office today, Israel. I'm desperately waiting. Yeah, you know what that is. I don't know why people like bringing out their business out here on live on stream. What's happening here? Do you think that's gonna make it quicker? I hear you. Yeah, don't worry. It's just that time of the year. Why people? I tell people all the time. I try and tell as many people as all the time, please just don't book in December. Don't try to get a reading in December. You know, end of November, December, just forget it. January, even forget it. No. What do everybody does? We want readings in December. Like, oh, really? Are you really? Well, you did give a time and it passed. Yeah, I know. Those things happen. But don't worry. I'm going to hook you up. But this ain't the place that we're discussing that, man. Don't bring that light to the show. It is what it is. We'll have to find another. Well, like I said, we'll discuss that another time. This ain't the time. I can't even fathom. I don't even want to think about my diary right now. It's excruciating. Talk about no rest for the wicked. she says, you're shouting out my business now. You typed it in the comment section. See what Mercury Record is doing. Okay, shout out to Angela. Welcome to the show. So, yeah, it's been... where was I? See, I've lost my train of thought now. Oh, God, what was that? Let's forget that. Let's go to the chart. Yvette saying, just needed to say, okay, got it. let's go to the screen and let's see the chart of the moment and we'll see what's happening there. Okay, Moon is in Capricorn. Maybe that's why I'm getting a blasting, eh? We're getting serious right today. Yeah, something along those lines. Moon in Capricorn. But the Moon is going to be a conjunct Venus today. I mean, she's conjunct Venus right now as I'm speaking. But for the next, for 8-9 hours? That's cool. We can have that. She's also going to be trining Uranus as well in the next 6 hours. Coolio, we'll take a little bit of that. Mercury's coming back. He's coming back to square Saturn because of his retrograde motion. So let's see how that plans out. But right about now, we've got Sun square Saturn, haven't we? As somebody in the comment section just alerted us that they've got to be in the office. Work hard. Yeah, there's a lot of that. I'm definitely feeling that one. The Sun Saturn. I am under mad pressure. Like mad pressure. You know, it's not even funny anymore. I'm going to bed at 2 o'clock in the morning, 3 o'clock in the morning, waking up at 6 o'clock in the morning. I mean, please, like, come on. Give us a break, man. But it's also about that. I'm having to, you know, yesterday, I wouldn't say for the first time, but I really start to, it was quite interesting because yesterday was one, it's one of the first times when I've really had to sort of like check my planning, my schedules. Not that I don't check them before, but I'm quite good at, you know, even with appointments, I kind of look at the week ahead and I kind of know what time my schedules are. And okay, Wednesday, there's one at 9 o'clock, there's one at 1 o'clock, there's one at 2 o'clock, there's one at 5 o'clock, I've got a class here. I'm quite good at that. However, yesterday, it just got me on top, like, listen, stop playing about. Get that planner out. So, you know, you can get these, you've got, like, all these apps now that can do it all for you. I mean, I've got a few on my phone. One's called Reminder. I've got another one also as well that I bought. And I've just started linking all of them. Before I didn't. Now I started linking all of them. So when I book, make an appointment, bang, I just put it in, boom, connects it. So I get an alert in the morning, not that I need one, because I'm up at God knows what time. So I've got to like plan the day. And it's like, it's crazy. And it really started to hit me because people, and this is what I don't think people realize. It's like, when I tell people or when I show people, they're like, they still think it's like, how many messages do you wake up in? I'm not having a boast here and I'm not complaining at the same time. I'm just making an observation. How many messages do you attend to when you wake up in the morning? So, for example, this morning I woke up and there's 75 messages. These are fresh messages, people. These are, not all of them fresh. There was probably one or two that were, again, just retapping, hello. Like, you know, can I get an appointment? No, you can't. So it was kind of that, you know, I'm not talking emails, you know, I'm talking WhatsApp messages. It's like, and by the time I'm answering them or attempts to answer one or two, oh my God. And what is it with people when you message, you answer back and then they ring you? Brother, I'm answering your message and you're ringing me. Like, please. Like, give us a break. I didn't say I could talk right now, but I know how it is. They're thinking, oh, he's messaging me right now. That means he's free. No, I'm not. I've just got a few seconds that I'm just trying to, let you know that I've got your message. That's why I turned off my thing. That's why you don't know when I've seen your message or not. I had to turn that stuff off, because otherwise it's like, nah, I'm not letting you lot get me like that. I'm beginning to, it's interesting. I woke up this morning, I said, I'm beginning to despise my phone. I want to switch it off and run away. But that won't make things any better, will it? Run away from problems. But it's true. So sometimes I'm just answering messages. It takes 2 hours. I could have seen a client in that time. That's one person I could have seen, if not two. And I'm just there answering messages. So it just looks like, wow, you're always on your phone. Duh. I don't know. It comes with the territory, I guess. You got to take it. Anywho, back to what I was saying. The sun, Saturn square, in the last couple of days, I've been feeling it. And I've been finding myself really planning and structuring my meetings, my routine, trying to get more kind of Saturnian and bring in a lot of that Saturnian. I don't know how that's happening for you guys at this precise moment. But, I mean, it's going to perfect today, actually, funny enough, that square. It's going to perfect today at 13 degrees of Sag, while Saturn is at 13 degrees of Pisces. So, but it's been there for the last, 3-4 days? It's been building up, and today's like the peak of it, that we're having this Sun-Saturn. I think it's also quite interesting, perhaps, to look at what's going on. I mean, I'm not one for newspapers, but I think it would be quite interesting to observe what's happening in the news, what's happening in the world today, especially with the government or world leaders. What is happening? Because this Sun Saturn, we may see, you know, again, we're going to be seeing it manifest on that level for people who are in positions of power, you know, government officials, presidents, prime ministers. You know, we're going to be seeing this Sun square Saturn really coming out. So, it can be quite a time to slow down, focus, and concentrate. You know, it's all about those rules and those regulations and structure, taking on moves. But it can be heavy. There's a heavy energy out there. There's, you know what I mean? And that's that Sun Saturn. And then now we've got Mercury going towards Saturn again, and you know, in the next couple of days. So it's like, yeah, lots of Saturnian energy there. And also Jupiter, because he's going retrograde. So he's going back towards perfecting the square to Saturn as well. I mean, they're only like 3 degrees apart right now, 3.5 degrees apart. But the fact of the matter is Saturn is moving forward, and Mercury is going backwards, but so is Jupiter. He's also going backwards as well. So they are perfecting that square. As a matter of fact, as I'm speaking right now, we can see that there's a T-square in the heavens between Sun, Mercury, Jupiter at the other side, squaring Saturn. So there's actually a huge tension out there right now. And then we've got Mercury and Jupiter as well, who are in mutual reception with each other. They're in each other's signs. This is all about communication. It's all about information. It's all about movement, travel. You know, they're immutable signs also as well. So, you know, it's very rapid. It's very quick. So it's quite interesting. What we're going to be finding over the course of the next couple of days, especially while the sun is there, is we're getting lots of stop, start. A lot of little bits of information. Start. It's almost like, Racing, stop again. And that's what we're getting. And at certain points, we're just getting these huge bursts of energy, of information, of communication, of movement, of travel. And that's what we're going to be, again, encountering over the course of the next couple of days. So watch how that's going on, because, yeah, a lot of tensions out there right now. So, Yeah. But what else? Anyway, let's go to the day, and let's have a look at what's what else we can see here. Let's go tomorrow. Anything else happening? We've got Venus moving closer and closer to that conjunction with Pluto, which will be on the 7th. There we go. We got Venus conjunct Pluto starting on the 7th, right? She's not going to be there for long because she's whisking away, of course. But we're probably going to get about, what, 2-3 days of Venus conjunct Pluto? Intense relationships, deep love, transformation of love, transformation within our relationships, transformation of our resources, our money, you know. Venus Pluto can be extremely resourceful. Make no mistake about that. Make no doubt about that. Can be extremely resourceful combination. So with Venus conjuncting Pluto, it can be a time where we really need to transform our talents. Venus is connected with certain talents that we have, especially for those of you perhaps in the artistic industries and, beauty industries. Venus is, you know, that's your planet. So Venus conjunct Pluto can also be showing us how we can regenerate our talents and utilize them in a particular way that generates more money for us. So do look into that over the period, also over the course of the next couple of days, especially from the 6th, 7th, but 7th is really, 7th, 8th of December are really potent times here. It will start to fade off from about, I'll say, like, give or take the 11th of December. So by next week, Wednesday, it would have just be fizzling out as Venus is going to be moving on. But I think that's something to take on board over the course of the next week, I would say, to watch that Venus conjunct Pluto. Also looking at elements of our relationships as well. I always refer to Venus-Pluto conjunction as deep love. I mean, this is something that happens once a year, isn't it? So I'm talking about deep love, transformation of love, looking at your insecurities around relationships also as well. Venus-Pluto is very common for those people who tend to have Venus-Pluto in their charts. They can often have, because with Pluto, Pluto can has this ability to go to the extreme. Yeah, so I often find with people with Venus Pluto, it's very common, not all the time, of course, but there can be issues around relationships in terms of there can be feels or insecurities or sometimes issues around taboos in relationships. So I think on a transit level, I mean, for those of you who do have Venus Pluto aspects in your chart, you are going to feel this. Anybody out there with a Venus Pluto? I'm talking any aspect, whether it's a trine, sextile, square, opposition, conjunction, you will feel this because by nature, by birth, you were born with it. So these two planets coming together, you may feel a huge sense of intensity around relationships, and that it can bring up issues around insecurity, obsessions, controlling issues around power. Remember, Pluto is about power. So Venus Pluto can bring up a lot of insecurities or it can bring up a lot of topics around your sense of security in a relationship. So definitely watch out for that with the Venus Pluto. So again, it's all how we utilize it. Again, these planetary alignments are how we utilize it, how we get the best of them. So it's not necessarily a good thing or a bad thing. It's how are we utilizing it, and that's the number one. That's the number one question. So Venus Pluto, I think, is going to be very interesting over the course of the next week. So definitely watch out for that. On the 6th of December. On the 6th of December, in a couple of days' time, we're going to have an exact square again with the planet Mercury and Saturn. Yeah. Bearing in mind that T-square is still happening because the sun is still there. So you still got Mercury, sun, because they're next to each other over the course of the next few days, of course. And you've got Jupiter at the other side in Gemini, both squaring Saturn in Pisces. So the T-square is still on, that's bringing a bit of tension. And it's interesting because the Mercury and Sun and the Jupiter are all going towards Saturn, which is all about heaviness, hardship, structure, responsibility, duty. So we've got to be very mindful and very dutiful and very serious about any kind of information which we are receiving and also which we are also giving also as well. That's what this is really about. It's really also with this Mercury, Sun, Jupiter squaring Saturn, it's also about anchoring, making your ideas, your thoughts, do what you say. Yeah? What is that saying? Talk the talk, walk the walk. This is it. You know, because Saturn is a planet that likes to make things concrete, wants to make things physical, you see. So this is saying, well, all those ideas and all that information, don't just let it go to waste. Don't just let it fly out like that. Utilize it. Whatever it is that you're hearing, whether you want to say it's positive information or negative information, what are you doing with it? How are you making it concrete? How are you making it real? Saturn is about what is real, what is proper, or what is ethical. So there's also something about ethics here and morals, especially with Jupiter and Saturn in the mix. So watch out for that as well. What kind of information are you hearing? Where are you hearing it from? What does it mean? What are they saying? How can you apply any kind of concrete, practical, pragmatic activities to it? That's what this is all about. This is what this Mercury Sun opposing Jupiter squaring Saturn essentially is all about. We need to anchor information. We need to bring it into the real world and make it count and stand for something. Yeah. And it's got that ethics also connected to it as well. So yeah, we've got that over the course of the next few days. Like I said, 5th, 6th, tomorrow 5th, the 6th of December, 7th of December, 8th of December. It's still there, 9th of December. We're still having it, aren't we? It's just, yeah, it's on and on. What is happening? Starting from tomorrow, the 6th of December, Mr. Mars is getting ready to go retrograde. See him down here? We got the S. So he's going stationary on the 6th. He's going to be stationary on the 7th. And by the 8th of December, he's going to be moving retrograde. Now, here is where the tensions are really going to start to build, because he's going to start to move back, perfecting that opposition to Pluto. Well, we'll be watching out for that. That's for sure. So that's going to be on the 8th of December. Mars moving retrograde. It's official. Let's watch this space. And still, we're still having that square with Mercury, Saturn, Sun, Saturn. But with the Sun, Saturn, it's phasing out a bit. And remember, Jupiter, all that. That T-square is still there. It's still active. It's a very active T-square. Make no mistake about it. So that's still going on. So let's keep a very close eye on that Mars as Mars starts to move retrograde, starts to go backwards. What's happening here? 10th, 12th of December. Do we have anything significant happening? No, not really. Venus is pulling away from Pluto. The Sun has pulled away from the square with Saturn. No, not much. Not much going on here. Okay, this is quite interesting. Okay, so on the 15th of December, Mercury is going stationary, about to go direct. He actually forms a trine with Mars. But Mars is going retrograde as well, so he's pulling away as too. So, okay, so Mercury is going to stop at 6 degrees of Sagittarius, but he's going to be trining Mars also as well. So that could speed up things. That could energize things. Be careful of how you are speaking, communicating. Be careful of getting into any kind of verbal wars. Can be good for debating. Make no mistake about that. Can be excellent for debating, actually. Why am I getting... Somebody's texting me here, and I'm also getting here on my screen that there's issues with loading. I don't know. I don't know if you guys on Instagram, are you having issues with seeing the screen? Do let me know. Not that there's much that I can do about it, but we'll give it a go. So on the 15th of December, we've got Mercury trining Mars. Also on the 15th of December, we've got a full moon, ladies and gents. We're going to have a full moon. It's going to be in the sign of Gemini. We've got a full moon in Gemini. That's interesting, isn't it not? You know, it's almost like you couldn't make it up, right? It's like the cosmos is alive. So we have a full moon in Gemini. Gemini is ruled by the planet Mercury. And Mercury, on that day, stations to go direct. Information time. Learning time. Coco Brown is saying, I can see it. Thank you very much. Coco Brown, for letting me know. Shout out to Coco Brown. I like that name, Coco Brown. Don't know. It's making me want some chocolate now. see what words do? Yeah, they trigger off senses, don't they? Yeah. Okay, so we're going to have a full moon. It's going to be in Gemini. And Mercury is going to be stationing to go direct. I think that's rather interesting. So, well, it's the quickening, isn't it? Well, it's a full moon. We know full moons are all to do with cycles, beginnings and endings, flowering, things reaching their peak. Full moons are about a release. Full moon is like, it's like mother giving birth. That is what the full moon is. It something must be birthed in your life with every full moon, which happens every month. So every month we should be having something being birthed in our life. So the full moon in Gemini, what is it birthing? Well, on a collective level, it's in the sign of Gemini. We know Gemini is ruled by the planet Mercury. It's all about communication, information. So we're looking in and around that, right? What have we been learning? What are we communicating? Yeah, but not only that, it's a full moon in Gemini. Gemini is a mutable sign. It's full of movement. It's restless. So we're going to be here, there, and everywhere. It's also in the air sign, which is very mental orientated. So it's all about our thinking and our ways of communication and our ways of connecting and our ways of networking. So I think that's going to be quite interesting in terms of what happens there. But it will affect, obviously, different people in different ways because that full moon in Gemini is going to be landing in different people's houses or picking up planets in their chart as well. Anybody got any planets around 26 degrees? Oh, sorry, 24 degrees. Actually, it's 23 degrees. 23 degrees of Gemini. That's where the full moon is going to be. It's going to be at 23 degrees. So do bear with me there. I can actually even alter that. It's going to be at 23. 23, there we go. It's going to be at 23 degrees. So, have you got any planets at 23 degrees of Gemini? Because that's where the full moon is going to be manifesting for you. Well, we shall see what this full moon is going to be manifesting for us. But it's going to be quite an interesting one, especially the fact that Mercury is going to be going direct. Anywho, that's going to be on the 15th. What else is going to be happening? On the 16th, Mercury stations to go direct even more. We could say 16th, 17th of December, Mercury will be moving direct. Coolio, what other aspects can we see happening? So Mercury starts to move forward. So we have the full moon on the 15th. Mars is the one that I'm keeping an eye out on. Okay, but prior to that, it looks like we've got a bit of fun time. We might be having an early Christmas, people. Why do I say that? From that, from the 16th, 17th, the planet Venus is going to start to trine Jupiter, a retrograde Jupiter, but it's going to start to trine Jupiter. Venus, Jupiter is about party. It's about indulging. These are the two benefics in astrology, people. They are the nicey planets. They are your uncles and aunts who bring around sweets and cakes. Did you have any of those kind of people in your family? Oh, yeah, I had a few. I had a few aunties. As soon as they came through the door, it's like, you know, did you bring me any sweets? You know, one of my aunts used to say, are you happy to see me, or you're just happy because you know that I've got some cakes or sweets for you. Of course it was the latter. Not that I didn't care about my auntie. Of course I did. I loved her to bits, but hey, where are the sweets at, man? Bring her them sweets. Anyhow, Venus trine Jupiter will be an aspect that can allow us to experience a certain amount of abundance. It's happening in the air signs, so one could say it's an abundance of information, knowledge. It can be. For those of us who are that way orientated, okay. But generally, Venus, Jupiter is all about indulging in life, fine wine. And let's not forget, for many of you people, especially who may be working in certain offices or corporate worlds, you know, Christmas parties and all that kind of stuff, you know, friends linking up for the Christmas. This is that period, right? So starting from the 17th, there's going to be a trine with Venus and Jupiter. And it starts to get, it perfects on the 19th, 20th of December. On the 19th, 20th of December is where it's going to perfect. We're going to have an exact trine with Venus, Jupiter. Great time for it. And guess what? The 20th of December actually lands on a Friday. So many of you out there, if you're going to, you know, party, yeah, you're going to feel the energy, all right. That's for sure. But all the pleasures of life, Venus is about those pleasures, isn't it? And Jupiter's about the expansion. So Jupiter will expand that. Coco Brown is saying, I haven't got any. Just my south node at 28 degrees of Gemini. Not close enough. The full moon is going to be at 23, 5 degrees with that kind of... I mean, it may trigger off something. You may get something from your past coming up. Who knows? I got Venus and Jupiter 3 degrees apart in Aquarius. Oh, wowee. Lucky you. Somebody's showing off here. Yes, Venus, Jupiter. So you're going to feel this. Well, I mean, depending on the degrees where your Venus is at, Coco Brown, I mean, you're going to be having a Venus return, of course. So it may coincide with your Venus, Jupiter in the natal chart anyway. But definitely it's safe to say from the 17th of December to the 20th of December, while Venus moves very much, much closer to the Jupiter, you are going to feel the ecstatics and the joy and the pleasure of that, because you've got them as an aspect in your chart. So we could say, for anybody out there who has a Venus Jupiter aspect in their chart, you will feel it. You will feel it more. Yeah. You will definitely feel it more. So, yeah, watch out for that. Oh God, I've just missed the chat there. Holy for people, they're chatting there. Welcome, Faye. Everybody running late today. Jeez. Yeah. Yeah, everyone's running late. Yeah, even I was a little bit late here. Could you believe it? Yes, I know. Yvette is saying, due to what I was saying earlier on, your business is going. Get a PA. Do you know what? I've been thinking about that. But you know what? I thought very hard about that. I can't have a PA. I can to some degree. I can. I'll take it back. I can to some degree. But there's only a limited amount of work that the PA can be doing. Because, you know, you're not just, you see, it's a difficult one. It's really a difficult one. Because, you know, you've got those clients who it's like, they're clients, but they're not clients in a sense. And not only that, what are you going to, yeah, you wouldn't know how to answer to them. You know, this business is a one-man army band, man. It can't work. Yeah. Angela's saying, you need a second phone for just friends and family. do you know what? It's not, I mean, okay, don't get me wrong. Family does come with its, yeah. But it's not family and friends here. The people who are bombarding me are clients, so it's not really friends and family. I think friends and family are all right. I think I can kind of handle that one. Okay, Angela's saying, set your boundaries. No more phone inquiries. Email only for business. Oh, please. That's even worse. Yes, indeed. I hear you, Israel. So we have to solve our own problems then and leave you to do your job. LOL. Yeah. Yeah, that would put me out of business, wouldn't it? I think he has two phones already. Do I? Did you buy me a phone, Faye, that I don't know about? Just checked. Okay. Okay, Coco's saying, okay, just checked. I've got Venus trine Pluto. You've got Venus trine Pluto? Oh, bloody hell. Joe's saying, my solar return. Oh, what's up with your solar return? Oh, you got a solar return coming up, haven't you? I believe so. Soon. Welcome to the show, Joe. Coolio. We can get that on the road. We can get your solar return. Have a look at, see what's going on there. Anyway, back to the astrology. Bonjour from the south of France. Shout out to Fane. Thank you for joining. Shout out to Ify. How you doing? Hello, hello. Coco Brown is saying, that's good. My Venus is at 11 and Jupiter is at 14. Yeah, so, I mean, Jupiter's trining all of that. I mean, you've got Jupiter trining your Jupiter and then you've got Jupiter trining your Venus as well, I guess. So, so this Venus-Jupiter on the 20th of December is a real good, it's a real high, I guess. I think it's quite good because, well, we're going to be having the winter solstice on the 21st. So Venus is still going to be trining Jupiter there. So I quite like that for the winter solstice. So yeah. Oh, coolio. We'll take that one. Venus will still be trining Jupiter. Part A is still going on. So we may be starting the festive season, Christmas, a little bit more early. But let's face it, hey, the real Christmas is the 21st of December, if you didn't know. That's a topic for another time. 25th of December. For those who know, they know. So, what else is happening? I want to kind of leave it there, but I do want to talk a little bit more about this Mars coming back retrograde, perfecting that opposition to Pluto. We're going to be having a new moon on the 30th of December. I won't talk about that so much now. But, yeah. And then, of course, Mercury is going to be opposing Jupiter again round about the 25th on Christmas Day. On Christmas Day, people, on the 25th, on the Christmas of baby Jesus, Mercury is going to be opposing Jupiter. Well, good luck with the Christmas carol singing. That's what I can say with that. But yeah, that's quite an interesting one. But I'm keeping a close eye, and I'll be speaking about it again next week, even in more detail. This Mars, which is coming to oppose Pluto. And I mean, I hope not. But could we be in for a bit of a bang coming to the end of this year, beginning of next year? Because I think this is going to perfect beginning of next year, within those first couple of days of the new year. We're going to have a Mars opposing Pluto. That's big, people. It's very, very intense. We're seeing where the intensity is building up in the world. So, yeah, it's a long one. It's a long, dragged out intensity. Yeah. A lot of energy, a lot of buried rage that's going to be bursting. You know, Pluto is very volcanic. So Mars-Pluto aspects can be extremely volcanic, where it brings up a lot of anger, a lot of rage, a lot of aggression, a lot of hidden aggression, and brings it to the surface and boom, explodes. So do watch out for this. Keep a close eye out on this Mars opposing Pluto, which is going to be happening pretty much all of December and peaks at the beginning of January 2025. Let's just hope that this is... And guess what? We're moving into 2025, people. You know me on the numerology. I'm going to be doing a lecture about the new year coming up. So make sure you join that. Yeah. I'm going to be telling you about the numerology of that one, because that's a number 9. 2025. Yeah. Well, get ready, people. That's what I'm saying. Looks like it's going to be an interesting year. Anywho, I think I'm going to leave it there. Yeah, I'll leave it there. Nothing else to talk about. Keep it moving. So yeah. So we're moving to a number. Yeah, as Joe said, yeah, a number 9 year. It is going to be a number 9 year. Joe, my birthday, 21st of December. Whoop, whoop. Yeah. Joe is saying Venus and Jupiter trine will be in my solar return. Ah, okay. That's what you meant. Okay. Yeah, that's good. That's a nice aspect to have. Yeah, you definitely want to be celebrating that. That's for sure. Yeah. Okay. I think that is the end of that. So let's get back to business. People, how do you like my background? Do you like it? It kind of represents the name of the show, The Lunar Lounge. Doesn't it not? Bit of a moon. Yeah. Moon. 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 Yeah, it's all this light, you see. But it does say that you do need a... Perhaps maybe I'm going to have to set up a green screen, all of that kind of stuff. I've got a green screen here. It's just a little bit of a hassle to get it all up. That's what it was all about. But let me try with a green screen and let's see. Because with this one, it's just a bit blotchy. It's like it doesn't quite... So let's see. Maybe when if I get a green screen. But with my other... You see, I don't want to call out names because I'm not advertising for you lot. But, you know, other platforms that I, use, you know, they don't seem to need a green screen. And they give me a better background than this one. So get it sorted. What else are we paying you for? It is what it is. Okay. Where are we at? Competition time, people. Yeah, let's get that on the screen. It's competition time. I asked a question last week. It's a horror question, essentially. But where there's a missing item, what house or which house do I look for the thief? Yeah, that would represent the thief. Yeah, which house would represent the thief? Yeah, something's gone missing. Somebody's stolen something. What house would, yeah. Everybody was right. Everybody who answered was right, but there can only be one, right? There can only be one. Yeah. And that one, let me just go to it. Oh, God. How do you do this? Max, you're on the money. I thought Max was apologies to Max, right? Because I thought Max was a guy. It's actually a woman. So she told me like it's short for Maxine. So there's me saying Max, and like, you know. Anywho, Max, yeah, you got in first, right on the midnight. Christian, you came in second. Christian came in second. Sura, I can never know how to pronounce. Please let me know if I'm pronouncing your name correctly. Sura, and then Michelle. You got it. It's seventh house. It is seventh house. Christian, man, what's happening? Don't want it to sound like a fix, but hey, man, you're coming in at one minute past, man. What's going on? 1 minute past midnight. The answer is it was the seventh house. Shout out to Max. You, £30 will be on their way to you in the next few days. Don't spend it all at once. Okay. I'm trying to okay. Yeah, I've got the question for this week. Trying to find the email address. So when you guys need to email in, there we go. Right. So rules are, if you're listening for the first time, again, the rules are, I'm going to ask a question. The first person who inboxes me next week, Wednesday at midnight, GMT midnight, that is. So do adjust your clocks to wherever you are on the globe. The winner will get £30. I'm going to ask the question now. You don't answer now. It's the first person who inboxes me. The email address is on your screens right now. For those of you who are watching this live on LinkedIn, YouTube, Instagram, that is it there. For those of you listening to the recording, it's thelunarloungepodcast@gmail.com. I repeat, thelunarloungepodcast@gmail.com. Sending your answers there. First person who sends it in next week, Wednesday at midnight. Right. The question is, are you paying attention? Which house is associated with the dispensing of justice? Which house is associated with the dispensing of justice? Which house dispenses justice? Which house is it? First person who inboxes me next week, Wednesday at midnight, GMT, will be the winner of 30 Skreda, £30. Email me, thelunaloungepodcast@gmail.com to be the proud winner of £30. Will you be proud if you win £30? Guess why not? That is the question for this week. Which house is the dispenser for justice? Think good now. Which house? So that is the question. What else? I think that is it. It's tarot card of the week, no? Something like that. Tarot card of the week. Let me take that one down. Just before I go for tarot card of the week, I'm going to make some announcements, of course, and put my email address up there for anybody who needs it. A few announcements. I've decided to push back the tarot courses by about Christmas is coming up also as well. You guys are running around, so I don't think it's, you know, the healthiest, for that. So, but what I'm going to, I will be starting in the beginning of the year, though. Definitely. That's both for beginners and intermediate. So for those of you who may have done my intermediate tarot, you can get ready for the intermediate level. So who's done my beginner's tarot, you can get ready for the intermediate level. So intermediate starting. They're all going to be starting perhaps maybe in the first week of January, something there and thereabouts. So, watch out or look out for that. What else is it that I'm going to be doing? Palmistry course is already on the way. No point signing up to that, but I'll be doing another one. What else? Astrology classes. Listen, guys, sign up. Please don't tell. I didn't tell you, because on the 1st of January, them prices are going to nearly enough double. I mean it. Black Friday prices have gone. There are still opportunity to be able to grab some 20% discounts on the astrology. So hit me up, sacredplanets@gmail.com, if you want to sign up for the astrology courses. So that's going on. Once you sign up as well, you get lifetime access. All the recordings are there in your portal, all the reading information, all there. You can all study at your own time. And plus, we have weekly classes. And also, on the Tuesday classes, guess what? Two classes in the day. Two classes. One at 12:30 p.m., one at 6 o'clock. So, yeah, get on board. So that's for the astrology. What else was it I was going to say? I think that's about it. Numerology. I've got a numerology course starting on the 4th of January. I did an introduction to numerology a few weeks ago. Some of you may have seen that. I'm going to be doing another one, which may have some additional information, actually. But I will be doing another one, I think, around the 28th. Watch out for that, on the 28th of December. So watch out for that. For those of you who follow me on social media, you'll see it, you'll find it. The Zoom link also will be there and everything. But yeah. So hit me up on that one if you're interested in attending. Numerology. It's going to be a 10 to 12 week course. Banging. All about numbers, man. What else? Yeah, I think that's about it. I think that's my announcement. I've blown my own trumpet there. Let's go for that tarot card of the week. Yeah, tarot card of the week. Now, are you going to be able to see the tarot card of the week with this? Well, we'll see, won't we? Let's see. Shuffling the cards here. Let's see what the tarot card of the week is going to be revealing for us. So, just going to cut the cards. What have we got? We got the Justice card. It's interesting. What's it with justice? Wasn't that to do with my question as well that I just asked? About the houses. Anyway, we got the Justice card, people. That is the tarot card of the week. So what is the message behind this card? What is it showing us? What is it telling us? I've got to sort out this. Look at it. Disappearing, appearing. What's going on here? So the Justice card is essentially letting us know that over the course of the next week, we've got to seek a more balanced, we're seeking more equilibrium, balance, equality, justice. There could be some of us here that are maybe signing some document. It's Mercury retrograde. Perhaps you want to put that off, man. But we could be signing, contracts, legal matters. There could be, not necessarily has to be. There could be, for some of us who are watching this, things to do with court cases. But either way, this card is about karma. What goes up must come down. What goes around comes around. It's karmic. It's balance. This is indicating that this week, we've got to be observant and try to live a more balanced life. Think balance. Think proportion. Because the Justice card is letting us know that if the scales tip, we could experience an aspect of life that could be seen as unfair, right? We all think that life is unfair, don't we? Yeah, of course we do. Like me moaning about all the messages that come through my phone. It is a lot, though. I don't mind them. I just ain't got the time to answer them. That's the problem. So that's the Justice card. So it's all about getting things in perspective, being more balanced, being more fair, but also, whether how you're treating people, your attitude towards life, try to look at things from a balanced perspective. And that is what that Justice card essentially is showing us for this week. So, and it's also indicating, it's showing us that no matter how life may come across or how we may experience it, life is fair, life is balanced. This universe is in perfect balance. The moment you say it's not, well, it defeats the object. How can the universe not be in balance? It makes no sense. If it wasn't in balance, it wouldn't exist, period. So it's in perfect balance. As we say, it is what it is. So even though we may experience situations that may not necessarily be balanced for us, or it may not seem balanced, or it may not seem fair, don't approach it with that same mindset. Try to look at things from both perspectives. Yeah, the Justice card. It's the Libra energy. Try to look at things from two sides, from both opposites. Try to do both yin and yang, masculine and feminine. Not going one side. Biasness. It's about fair. It's about equality. It's about objectivity. That's what this card is about. And it's also about executing. Executing your decisions. Here is what the Justice card is about. So that is the card for us for this week. So do take that on board. What else? Ain't nothing else, is there? No, I think that is it, really. It's been a great show. Thank you for having me on. Wasn't too sure about this background, but I don't know. Let me see. I'll make some adjustments. I think it's nice. I maybe like have a moon or something, a banner, something. The Lunar Lounge. Gotta have the Lunar Lounge. I may make a banner or something nice. Anyhow, people, I want to thank each and every single one of you. Those of you in the comment sections, those of you who participated also on the Instagram. Shout out to each and every single one of you. Thanks for your support. Thanks for your input. Really appreciate it. I will be back next week, Wednesday, 12:30 p.m. UK time. Mason is letting me know that the background is lovely. Oh, you like it, do you? I like it too. It's just a bit, I don't know, it's a bit blotchy. I do like it. Maybe it's because I'm just seeing it here, but it's the blotches around my head that I don't get. And it kind of shows a little bit of the background when I do that. But that's because I haven't got a green screen. It's urging me to get a green screen. So, but I don't have to do that on other platforms. I don't know why I should. But let me see. I'll play around with it. I think a background is a background that represents, you know, maybe try and get it. I may fiddle around. It's Mercury retrograde, people. So knowing me, I'm going to be fiddling around with it for quite a bit. I may have to redo it, but definitely by the new year, I want a total different outlook. I want pie, 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 pie. Like, yeah, it's looking like the business. Yeah, that's what I want. So let's see how that goes. Okay. Anywho, people, my time is up. Wanna thank each and every single one of you. Thanks for participating. Thanks for your input. Joe, oh, I'm just seeing this. Why am I just seeing this? Was last week's question about the House of Thieves? Has it been answered? I went for sixth house. It was the seventh house, Joe. It was the seventh house. So, yeah, it's been answered. There's been a winner. Max, collecting. She's going to be collecting £30. Yeah, that's me out, man. People, I will be with you. Same place, same time.
Welcome to the Lunar Lounge.
The Hitmakers
Lounge.
Welcome to the Lunar Lounge.
Nice voice, isn't it? That's my intro. My outro. People, welcome, stay blessed, stay Lounge. Safe. Have a great week. I will be with you same place, same time next week. My name's Israela Josie. You've been listening to The Lunar Lounge. Welcome. Thank you very much for your support. Lounge. Stay good. And I am out, people. Thank you.
Welcome to The Lunar Lounge.
The Hitmakers.
Welcome to The Lunar Lounge. Welcome to the Lunar Lounge.
The Hitmakers.
Welcome to the Lunar Lounge. Welcome to the Lunar Lounge.
The Hitmakers.